This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you truly want to be part of the conversation. Hey, look, you've got to, you know, our hearts and prayers. First of all, there was a bombing attempt today in London, and ISIS, you know, you never know if it's them, really, right? ISIS is claiming credit for it, whatever that means. Credit sounds like a good, well, maybe not a good thing, bad thing, whatever. So we've got to be on it. They've got to be on it. They have got to be on their game. You know, someone would say that it's true. We have to be right 100% of the time. They only have to get it right once out of every 10. Right? I mean, to cause grief and pain, death and destruction, they don't have to be right that often. So, you know, things got quiet, right? The aggravation across the world got quiet. We're all locked into these hurricanes. And not that we shouldn't be. Not that we shouldn't be concerned about our people. I'm not saying that at all. But we took our, you know, again, the distractions around us, all these crazy distractions around us. And we need to pay attention. We need to be on it. We need to be constantly vigilant to what's going on around us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The St. Louis is starting to boil over now. That's right. We had, the protests are going on after the St. Louis cop was acquitted, or the white police officer was acquitted. The protest started up earlier today. But, you know, it's Friday. It's starting to get dark. People have way too much time on their hands. Four cops have already been assaulted. Numerous demonstrations. I mean, they're going to have them all weekend long. You already know this, right? And in a recent tweet by the police department is saying that the protests are now no longer considered peaceful because protesters were throwing bottles at officers. They were smashing windshields. See, this is when it becomes a riot. This is now when things get to, they get to cut loose and they get to get these people in order. Right? Now, judge found former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley not guilty during a bench trial. Stockley was charged with the first degree murder after he shot Anthony Lamar five times in 2011. And that followed a high speed chase. Stockley said that he saw Smith holding a gun and felt as though he was in danger. A gun found in Smith's car only had Stockley's DNA on it, prompting the prosecution to allege it as planted. Should have kept his mouth shut. No, seriously, should have kept his mouth shut until they knew for sure. Because once it's out there, you can't pull it back, right, wrong, or indifferent. During the trial, Assistant Circuit Attorney Robert Steele said that the police dash cam video showed Stockley saying he was going to kill this blankety blank. Now, Here's the thing. And don't play this game with me, right? How many of you fathers, when your son was doing something extremely stupid, said, I got to kill that kid when I get my hands on him. What did you really mean by that? I'm going to kill that dog for digging up the yard again. I know, I had a Doberman Pinscher that used to think that for some reason, he thought that the sprinklers in the backyard when they went off were a danger to the community. And every time they went off, he would go rip up, he would rip up the sprinklers. And he would, because they were PVC, right? And they weren't 20 feet down. And so he'd go grab those puppies and he'd start digging them up and ripping them up because, you know, he had to save society from the sprinklers. And it was regular for me to say, if that dog doesn't go and kill that dog. You really think, I mean, I know somebody's going to take that and run with it. You do what you got to do. Do you really think I meant I was going to kill the dog? Did you really mean you're going to kill your kid? See, I think we get caught up in the moment. Those are terms that we use that don't mean anything. Stockley could have been sentenced to up to life in prison without parole. He left St. Louis police force in 2013. Now, the protests sparked concern for the city of St. Louis after the 2014 riots broke out near Ferguson. Remember those? Again, in another fake attempt to make it look that it was like this was a cold-blooded killing on Michael Brown. Remember that? And again, there's no reason for them to start ripping up. Look, you can't be taken seriously when you start ripping up police cars and ripping up, you know, the areas around it. The judge has a long, long, long order. But one of the things he said, look, let me see if I get this right. First of all, this known drug dealer ran from the police. Now, running from the police in itself is not a capital offense, right? But then he tries to run the cop over in his car. He's got a gun. He's got drugs in the car. I'm sorry, this wasn't a Boy Scout out to try to sell Girl Scout cookies. You know what I'm saying? There was a problem here. You stop. You pull over. You put your hands on the dashboard. It's just wrong. And I'm not just saying it because it's a white and black thing. I'm saying, I don't care what color the guy was. You do what you're told to do at first. Okay? It's really that simple. It's not brain surgery. You don't need a college degree for it. And then look at all the taxpayer dollars being wasted right now. There are other ways to go about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sandra Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. Can't start our weekend off without him, right? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Me neither! Yeah, back you go!
We are back.
So wait, I know.
And you're right, I'm not going to school no more. They won't have me. I'm Joe Matuta, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. I want to jump all over this because I only get them once a week. So we're going to jump right to heaven. Xander Gibbon with us, and I know you guys, you look forward to it too. I know you do. You tell me. All right, so here's the one. I know you tuned in tonight, not for me, because it's kind of boring. You hear me all week long, right, with the same old lines, right? I'm white, I'm a racist, homophobic, water-hating, cleaner-hating Republican conservative. I figured I'd get that out of the way now, so I don't have to go through it later on. But anyhow, I know why you tune in on Friday nights. There's only one reason. It is the one, the only, Xander Gibb, who joins me every Friday to kind of kick off the weekend. Thank God I'm married or people would be talking, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Xander.
You are too kind, Joe. You really are.
Yes. Yeah, except the certain people on Facebook that you and I both know that would probably not agree with you. But other than that, I don't know. Anyhow. So how are you doing this fine Friday evening?
I am doing good. We had a very nice day today, and we had a fish and chip. I'm ready and raring to go.
Friday.
Good old English fish and chips with something we don't have in the U.S. Called mushy peas.
Mushy pea? Okay.
Yeah. You can get them in a can, though, in the store.
Oh, You cook peas and you smash them down. I mean, looks like.
No. They're cooked in a certain way, and they're kind of like steeped overnight, and then they're heated up the next day. I just buy them. I don't. You know.
Oh. There's some things I've just never understood. You know, that sounds like one of them. Refried beans is another one. I always joke that if they're so good and they cook so well, why do you have to cook them a second time? That doesn't make any sense. And but I'll tell you, the guy that gave me the best advice when it came to food, I love oatmeal. I mean, I'm like an oatmeal nut. And,
me too.
And what he does with his oatmeal, this is a Russian guy. He said, no, you don't know how to make it. And you put it in a pot and you put the water in there, whatever, you know, you cover it, and you leave it sit overnight. I mean, you well cover it. And he soaks it overnight. And it makes it really soft. You know, buys the five probably real oatmeal. And it was quite flavorful, I'll put it that way. I mean, nothing like I've ever had before. Not something you've ever eaten, I can tell.
I love oatmeal. I eat oatmeal a lot. It reduces your cholesterol. You know, you can throw fruit in it. You can put honey in it. But, you know, I just, grab a bowl full, add some water, add some skim milk, put it in the microwave for 5 minutes, and then throw all of whatever you're going to have in. Because that's the best way to, you know, put walnuts in it and things like that. You make it a bit more tastier than just, like, bland oatmeal that your mother used to make. But I do love oatmeal. You know, in England, they
my mother
porridge.
Porridge?
Porridge.
Do they know? Do they
like from the story of the Three Bears?
Yes. Do they know it's like 2017 now? We use.
They do.
Okay, I'm just making. I just want to make sure, right? We don't use the B's and the vowels. The King's English has been watered down a bit.
No.
Okay. Hey, you know, I was telling you, people now are bored already, but people, last night I watched I watched that documentary, about, Winston Churchill and was really amazed at how late in life he came to his fame. And for all intents and purposes, the Brits had put him out to pasture, even though he was still in Parliament. And, they turned to him after they kind of poo-pooed, what was his name, Chamberlain before him. And amazing how the Brits really thought that they could work a deal. At first, they really thought they could work a deal with Hitler to leave them alone. They were all getting ready to surrender before, you know, the Brits, France, and a few others were getting ready to surrender before they even started. So it was, like I said, it was quite, but it was interesting to watch him battle through and how he had to battle his own people to actually fight for the freedom, and was a pseudo, very much disliked guy in his last days in Parliament, and then how they grew to love him even again, you know, over his latter years. He died at 95. Do I know more about him than you do? That's pretty sad. You lived there.
No, I even somewhere have a book of Winston Churchill quotes.
Oh.
My favorite is a woman went out to him at a party and said, "Sir, you're drunk." And he said, "Madam, you're ugly, but I'll be sober in the morning." His quotes were like just out of this world.
Can you imagine him and W.C. Fields together on stage?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be just let them hang for an hour and talk with each other and record it. That would have been great.
Can you imagine?
Well, it'd probably have to be Triple X from some of the stuff I've read about Fields. I don't know much about Churchill, but he seemed to be a little rough around the edges, too.
Yeah, W.C. Fields could even make water be dirty, really.
Well, they were talking about when he came to America and he hung out with Roosevelt. What's his name, was a heavy drinker, you know, Winston Churchill. And he drank three times a day. He drank heavily, which was lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Loved his booze, and he and Roosevelt would get together at night, and they would be drinking, and you know, Mrs. Roosevelt would show up at 2 o'clock in the morning in their room and go, "Hey, enough of this, right? Isn't the time for bed?
Yeah.
You're running countries here. You're in the middle of a war. Could you put the booze away for a few minutes?"
Yeah, get to bed, Ted.
Just amazing. Well, I'm glad we were able to blow the whole segment over nothing. But hey, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, we're bringing a little more heart to this thing. I mean, there's a picture of Trump. I was telling you about it earlier. He had 11. That 11-year-old boy wrote him. he volunteered to mow the White House lawn. And so, you know, jokingly, I guess, that they responded and said, hey, you know what? Yeah, you can do, if you really want to do this, you can do it. So the boy from, he's a boy from Virginia. He wrote the letter to the president. And what I think is great is there's a picture of the president walking next to him, not just standing there, walking with him as the boy's mowing the lawn. And people around him, you know, he's telling, hey, little guy's name is Frank. Hey, you're doing a great job, and, you know, I hope you make a good business. You know, just encouraging the young guy. And it's that soft moment. We've seen it with all presidents. We have these soft moments. But with Trump, for whatever reason, they can't give this to him. You know what I mean? Mainstream media can't just take a few minutes and give him something nice. You know what I mean?
I wonder if it's because he's not black. Did I say that?
Oh, God. That wasn't me, people. That was you. Can send your cards and letters to Sandra Gibb. You know what I'm saying? But,
yep.
No, you know, they just won't allow him to be a human. And that's what bothers me. I mean, you want to tear him apart for all the stupid stuff he does? Great. How about a little bit when he does the right thing? When he has a moment like this, don't take it away from that kid. That just isn't right. You know?
No. Absolutely. Credit where credit's due. And I think, you know, they need to start giving the president a little bit more credit let him do his job, for heaven's sake, you know?
Well, when we come back, we're gonna talk about, I know, right? Isn't that wonderful? When we come back, we're going to talk about one of your favorite topics, Hillary Clinton. Really, seriously, she's on the circuit now, the book signing circuit, and you know, she's had her hair done, obviously.
We're going to talk about her on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Zeta Gibb talking about Hillary Clinton. This ought to be good. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Right, okay, one more lap around the rink. The older folks know what that means. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And you know what? I know you didn't come here tonight to hear me, so let's get right back at it with Xander Gibb. I love Xander. I think he's a great guy. Okay, we're back with our, you know, I call them Friday Night Follies, but I don't, then I'd be pointing to the guy in the chair there, and it wouldn't be really good. Xander Gibb joins me every Friday, help me kick off the weekend. We start the party. I got to get that song. What is it? Let's have a party in here, up in here, or whatever. I'm the old white guy. I don't really understand.
No idea what you're talking about.
You're the music guy.
Can you make the duct tape a little less tight next time? Thank
no.
you.
No, because I know you'll get out. No. So no, I can keep you there for the whole thing, you know, without going to get oatmeal or something. Hey,
It's going to be pizza.
There wouldn't be any left. By the time I got to you, it wouldn't be any left. I'd have it gone by then. Good story for another day. Anyway, Hillary, she's out, selling her book. And did you see that Amazon removed a boatload of the one-star reviews, and they claim it's because they think they were trolling reviews, but you mean to tell me that Hillary would have a book that just would be useless? They can't understand that?
Well, I have to countermand that. That book is absolutely not useless, and I'll give you two examples. Number one, it's very good for kindling and starting fires. And if any of you out there have a wobbly table leg, you can use this book for that, too. And you can also get 30% off now, because apparently it's not selling well. Because why do you need 510 pages to explain why America doesn't trust you, they didn't vote for you, and they don't want you? Just go and paint like George Bush did, please.
Oh, it's the dude. She is out all over the place, and I loved it. Even they gave her an out. They gave her a soft pitch, on CBS, NBC, all those shows, and one in particular was a Matt Lauer asked her, "Hey, did you do anything wrong?" He didn't say, "Would you take responsibility?" He stayed away from that, but he basically said to her, "Look, is there anything in the campaign that you did wrong that you, you know, would do again, do differently, whatever, whatever, whatever?" And she, she looks up and she's like, I think I did everything properly. I don't think I made any mistakes. I mean, is this really who you want for president? Somebody who really believes they never do anything? Do you want her in any position of authority? I mean, those people are dangerous.
I think the thing is that she really does believe her own hype. And I think that she will try and run again.
You really believe that, huh?
I think she will, because I just think she's deluded. I mean, I'm all for there being a woman president. Not next time, but maybe the time after Sarah Palin. I want 8 years with Donald Trump, and then we'll have maybe Sarah Palin. But I have no problem with there being a woman president, but I just wouldn't want it to be Hillary Clinton. And you know, as an American, I would feel far safer with Donald Trump at the helm than Hillary Clinton. And I think we really dodged a bullet there.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine what would be going on? We'll talk about this a little bit. North Korea and some of the other things that we have going on in the Middle East.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Americans would be far worse off at this point in time. Are you surprised, and I should say this because I'm not surprised at all, but with Hillary, what has she got? She's up to about 30 different excuses as to why she lost. I mean, and it's everything. It's everything from the Russians to Comey to fake news to conservative bloggers. I mean, she has done absolutely nothing wrong. And if this was Trump, you know, if he had lost and he was making up these excuses, they would be calling him all kinds of delusional, wouldn't they?
Right, absolutely. I think the difference is that, you know, I've said this many times, you know, Donald Trump spent a long time getting us not to like him as the character that he'd become on the TV. And then, you know, it all changes, and then he wants us to like him. He wants us to vote him. He wants us to trust him. And it took me a long time to be able to do that. But I think some people are so stupid that they can't see that who he was before was a TV character. It's like, you know, these silly people that see someone in a soap opera, and then they go and tell them off in the street for what they've done to one of the fellow characters that they act with. You know, it's absolutely, you know, it's awe-inspiring how ridiculously stupid some of these people are, and especially the media. Give the guy, let him do a job, and I will join you in criticizing Donald Trump when he does things that I disagree with. And I still have his back, and there are a lot of people out there that didn't have his back from day one.
Yeah, it's too bad that we can't. You know, I will tell you that there's been hints from Pelosi and a few others have actually come out and said, you know, we need to back off of this. I think they're getting the message that it's actually hurting them and not helping them.
Right.
That this constant drip of you know, Trump sucks. Trump is stupid. Trump is dangerous. He's sick. You know, remember, they're talking right now about how, hey, the psychologist saw him and these people are seeing him and he's showing signs of this and signs of that. Well, apparently it's okay for the Dems, for the liberals, to call him out mentally or physically just watching him on TV. But when we tried to do it with Hillary, it wasn't a matter of it was just wrong because you shouldn't do that to somebody. It was because we were doing it because she was a woman.
Right.
They tried to spin that again. These people are just, all right, I'll make my medical assessment. They're nuts. How's that? Is that a real term or something?
Yeah, I think it's in the Grey's Anatomy somewhere.
Yeah. There's another book I use to hold up the table. Speaking of Shapiro, Ben Shapiro went to Berkeley. The bastion of free speech, well, it used to be the bastion of free speech, I guess. But interesting again. Finally, at least the police were told to engage and get involved. But at the cost of, Shapiro, and you know, you see what Milo's going to have to put up dollar-wise, for his entourage to keep him safe. It's just crazy that you can't go out there and give a differing opinion. You know, Shapiro, if you listen to him, he's very factual, very dry for me, but he's very factual. He's rapid-fire with what he says. You don't have to agree with him, but he's never hateful. I mean, and what you've heard from him, has he ever been really hateful in what he said?
No, I didn't like his back and forth with Zoe Durr because I don't think we should engage in that way.
I agree.
But I think the media likes to get us as conservatives to engage with people that we are kind of like at odds with. But I do have a lot of respect for Ben Shapiro. Although I don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth.
Sure.
But I do like his delivery, and I do like that, you know, he's not like some of these people that are in the media and will change what they're prepared to say dependent on who is paying the bill. His message does not change.
Right.
I mean, if you look at him from when he first started doing public speaking engagements to now, his message has not changed. It has remained the same. And that, to me, says he is steadfast, that he's steadfast in his conservative beliefs. And I think that that's what we should be looking towards. But I have to say, there's a real dichotomy with regards to liberals treat him over Berkeley and things like that, because they sensationalize all of this and want safe spaces and give all this hype to Ben Shapiro. But what they forget is it elevates his status and it makes people want to buy his book. So carry on.
I tell the same thing. When they come out and hit my site, they do what they do, and they tell their friends to come out and beat me up. I go, this is just great. You realize that when I sell sponsorships, I sell them based on how many hits we get, how many reads, all that stuff. So please, keep up the good work, right?
Absolutely. And it's when, you know, when I have a back and forth with someone that's really well known on Twitter, and I don't back down, people are like, you can't say that to that person. They're a famous actor. I don't care. I am just as much entitled to my freedom of speech as they are.
Oh, yeah. And I believe, I know you're going to, I believe even more so. I think actors and actresses who come out on a political level at their shows, at their events, like, you know, what was it, the event here to help raise money for the hurricane victims, and they turned it into a political exercise, and I think it's so wrong. And you know, Stevie Wonder, who I've always been a fan of, you know, if I had albums right now, I'd burn them. Because I want him above that. I want those. I don't pay to come hear you. I don't tune you in to hear you talk about politics. Because you're no different than I am.
Exactly.
You know,
the Dixie Chicks just popped into my mind again.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But, you know, we don't want these people to politicize. And the thing is, at the end of the day, I've actually started. So, you know, I love Will and Grace, but when that new series comes on, I will not be watching it, because those actors that play Will and Grace have politicized, and they have been so disgustingly rude about Donald Trump that I don't want to watch them anymore. And I know a lot of people feel the same.
You know what's really funny is Tim Allen, Last Man Standing. You know that show
I love that show.
I loved it too. And think about something. They gave both sides of the issues on that show. They did tongue-in-cheek one for both groups, okay? And I think that Tim Allen, you know, he had some really good zingers on Obama and the Democrat. And that's exactly why they took the show off the air. Probably because it was too civil. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More of Xander Gibb on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Let's just get right back to him. I don't want to run out of time with Xander Gibb. Always has some great insight as to what's going on in the world today. So let's just jump right in, bring him back on again. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy the time he spends here with us. Quite insightful. And he comes at things from a different perspective than I do, because Xander's into the entertainment world. He understands all these people well. He's confused by how some of them operate, but he understands how they operate in the world that they have to work in and what have you. I don't get it at all. I always joke that actors and actresses, I mean, why do you give them so much credit? They lie for a living. They play somebody else. They have to learn how to be something they're not. So, whatever. I mean, that's how they make their money. Xander, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, and I'm usually drunk, just, you know, for clarification, so...
Oh, that's why you're so easy going, but that's why all the beeps come in all the time. I get it. All right. We were talking about the SEIU stuff. That was it. I was going to tell you that, you know, you're looking at these shows like Last Man Standing. That's where we left it last time. And, you know, some of this, as would happen with Glenn Beck and a few others, the SEIU clamped down and said, you know, we don't like the direction they're going in. We don't like what they're saying. They're causing us problems. And we'll find a reason to shut this down. And they would go to the advertisers. They would go to some of these people, and they were actually, with Glenn Beck, their unions were actually in at some of the advertisers. So you can see where this is a problem. What has to happen is a network has to rise up with some money behind it that has non-union workers that can get the message out. I think we have to push back. You know, Trump did it. Trump pushed back against one of the strongest machines there is out there, the DNC, and he won.
Absolutely. I've been saying for long enough that we need more networks that are like conservative networks and conservative. I mean, I've been saying that there needs to be a conservative social media site, because I should be able to go on Facebook and other social media and talk about the things I want to talk about without being banned for 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But what scares me is the amount of power. And I have a guy by the name of David Bigo that's on a regular basis. He spent $1 million fighting the SEIU, and he won because they came in stormtrooper style into his business and said, you know, we want to unionize your 3,000 employees to sign this, and we don't even have to go to an election. And he said, bullpucky's on that. If my people want a union, they can have one, but they're going to decide, not me.
Right.
And so instead of them saying, okay, we'll have an election, they went, they browbeat his clients, they browbeat his employees. They still, in the election cycle, they lost, and he sued them because they were being relentless. They kept it up. And he won. He won in court. He won in federal court. And the SEIU had to get the higher-ups involved to go see Mr. Obama to kind of put that decision and payment and what have you on the back burner. So I'm going to have him back on. But it shows you how much power they have. And it shows you how much they're willing to fight to keep the little bit of power that they have. But they're the ones getting in our way. They're the ones slowing us down. And that's wrong. Every way you cut it, it's wrong.
It's totally wrong. And my thoughts, and the thing is that the multi-billionaires, like people like George Soros, who want to further their ideologies, they pump money into social media and into political campaigns, and most people don't even realize that this is going on. You know, Mrs. Clinton's campaign was mostly funded by George Soros and wanted to pay for some of these electronic voting machines. You know, if we want an unbiased system, we have to stop all this pay-for-play. We cannot have media and social media that is influenced by money, because it just does not work. That makes it not impartial, and we need impartial media, and we don't have that anymore.
Yeah, it's funny. I did a story yesterday about social media, what it has done to our young people, and frankly, it was funny because the suicide rates, depression rates, that directly correlate to what they're calling now screen time by young people is amazing. Not surprising, but definitely amazing as to when these kids become less social, even though it's called social media, they truly become less social, and they get into a funk fast, and they stay there longer. So it's not this great thing, people, that everybody thinks it is. It's nice to see Aunt Martha are up and around, you know, via Facebook, but that should be the extent of it, really, in my mind at this point.
It really should, because I think any media that considers itself to be unbiased should not be controlling what people say. I mean, I think eventually America needs to incorporate the freedom of speech into social media, because otherwise our opinions are being controlled by those that wish to pay money in order to thwart our individuality.
You're using the big words again that I can't spell, but that's okay. I'm good with that. It's all right. You know, but the
listeners know what I'm talking about. Don't worry.
You're exactly right, though. No. You're exactly. Facebook and Google and what have you are stereotypical. They're not stereotypical. They are classic forms of a monopoly and shaping and bending. We just got noticed. There's about 15 things now we can get pulled from Facebook on through a group I work with that we can get pulled. Our stories can get pulled, and our page can get pulled down permanently if we keep going down the road that we're going down with some things. We were told that even though I'm listed as a news source, which I shouldn't, I should be listed as entertainment/commentary, somebody like me, if I put up any kinds of, you know, the Antifa violence that's going on and I comment on it, they can pull that story down, but they can actually pull the whole page down because they're not going to allow any kind of violence being displayed anymore on Facebook. Well, let's see how true that is. Did you see that video this week of the rapper that showed killing the white teacher and hanging the white boy?
No, I didn't.
You got to go grab that, because that is sickening. It was hard for me to watch. You know, I didn't realize what was going on at first, but then, you know, my brain cells finally started to work, and I saw what he was doing, and I'm going, my God, there's two things going on here. The guy is either filled with rage and hate, or he's trying to restart his career. I don't know which, but it was somebody. He got 5 million views in a matter of a day or two. It's really disgusting. He hangs a white kid just to get back. It's kind of like two wrongs make a right. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy. Anyhow, speaking of which, you're pretty much the king of Twitter stir-ups or dust-ups or whatever you want to call them.
I absolutely am.
What kind of trouble did you cause this week?
I was pretty mild this week, but the liberals get really concerned whenever I see anything pertaining to Hillary Clinton and reopening, you know, her email scandal. I always retweet it to her and put TikTok, but apparently that's disrespectful. So she can have an opinion about my president, but I, as an American, can't have an opinion about someone that put my country at risk, you know, spent the money that belonged to Haitian orphans, and the list is endless, you know, Travelgate, Cattlegate, you name it. She did all these things and went unpunished. But I can't comment on anything that she's done because it's disrespectful. But she can shaft the country left, right, and center, and anything is, you know, anything is doable.
But they really, you know... I know some people are going to go, oh, it's a sickness. All right, let's get away from that for a second, okay? It really is a sold-out ideology of a belief system, is it not? I mean, that group, the hardcore left, they really believe that the socialism, the lack of a wall, all this stuff is just imperative to the success of the United States, where we don't believe it is at all. It's 180 degrees from what we believe. You know, we called Obamacare early on. We've called a lot of this stuff early on. So it is a belief system, is it not?
I think it is, but I think that too many people are far too indoctrinated now to disagree with it. Because, you know, I cannot abide on these, you know, cookie-cutter liberals or even cookie-cutter Republicans, because we should not be afraid to speak out against what the party line is. We should not have to agree with everything. And I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a conservative, but liberals are so brainwashed. They will agree with absolutely anything that the party tells them. Question something once in a while, why don't you? You know, this is what stopped me from being a Democrat, because I will not be part of any group that tells me what to think.
No, and you know what I love is, I've been saying it on the show for years, and I don't just say it about people on the left, I say it about people on the hard right, too. Do not come on here thinking I'm your buddy because I'm a conservative and a Republican and start spewing the party line. I hate when people spew the party line. Either side, I hate when they do it. Give me your own thoughts. If you want to incorporate the party line in, that's fine. But give me your own thoughts. Why do you believe in less government, you know, lower taxes? What's it do for you? I mean, why do you – tell me why you believe this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. I think this is why shows that are hosted by Democrats and liberals have me on the show, because I want to be impartial about any topic that I talk about, because if I'm not, I've lost my edge. That yeah. is my edge, because yeah. I want to be impartial about the topics I discuss.
Well, I was going to talk to you about Jennifer Lawrence, because I don't know who she is or what she does, but apparently she's pretty important in the entertainment world, but we're up against it. You need to tell people where they can find out more, read more about Xander Gibb, and don't tell them the pizza shop you hang out in, because it could be dangerous.
No, absolutely, because they'll all be hunting for autographs and free videos. You can get everything at XanderGibb.com. It's all there. Check me out. The book, the TV show, the radio show, the upcoming movie. It's all there.
Don't believe him. Seriously. It's going to be a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We come back. You know, the president was caught today trying to steal a lawnmower from an 11-year-old. And then about the now non-citizen voting across the country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.